Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. Christians need to realize that we've been given the keys of the kingdom. And Jesus warned about preaching the gospel or the good news of the kingdom. If you and I got the keys of the kingdom, then goodness gracious, what is the kingdom? Well, the kingdom is in you and I when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. So it's not very far away. It's right here. Now then, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. In Matthew 11:12, Jesus told us that since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. Now, who in the world? First of all, the kingdom of heaven. Where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in us. We are the kingdom of heaven on this earth. We're children of the King. If we are the kingdom of heaven and we suffered violence, then who in the world would you think we could suffer violence from? The devil. The enemy and his demons. But the Word of God says that the violent take it by force. If we can take it by force with the Word of God, then that means that we take these promises of God, we act on these promises, and we drive that devil out, and we get our healing. In the name of Jesus, walk strong, walk straight, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And that's the way you overcome the enemy. You take the Word, and you quote it. And just like a Baptist preacher, good friend of mine, he walked in one day, and he was on crutches. He wasn't just walking with a cane. He was walking on crutches. I asked him, I said, brother, what happened to you? He said, well, I hurt my ankle. And so he said, I got really, really bad pain. I said, well, what did the doctor say? I guess you've been to the doctor. Oh, yeah, he said, I went to the doctor. When I heard it hurt so bad, I went to the doctor. He gave me these crutches. He told me I'd have to walk on them about 4 to 6 weeks. I said, well, you know, we have the keys of the kingdom. I said, we have a great key in the kingdom. In Matthew 18:19, this key says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, he'll do it for us. Does it not? I said, so why don't we take that key, since he's given us the keys of the kingdom, and we now know what they are, let's take that key and let's turn it, and let's pray the prayer of faith and ask the Father in Jesus' name to restore your foot, your ankle. And we did. I said, now do you agree with that? He said, I do. It's done because Jesus said it. I said, okay, Lord, it's done right now. Can you agree with that? He said, sure. I said, okay, good. I said, now then, pick up your crutches, throw them over your shoulder, go out and put them in your car and come back in. You don't need them no more. He says, right now? Well, see, that's when we find out whether we believe this stuff or not. That puts us to the test, right? The old devil saying, oh, you fool, don't you dare put them over your shoulder. You know how bad that ankle hurt when you put weight on it. And he thought a minute, and he said, Thurman, God did make you and me that promise, didn't he? I said, he sure did. So he stands up, takes him crutches, sticks them under his arm, and he reaches, cripples a couple of steps, and he walks over to the door and gets the door, and he goes out in my office kind of crippling. And I see him go down the front. I see him start walking normal. He goes out the car, puts them in. He walks all the way back, walks and walks right in my office. And I said, well, you look like you're walking a whole lot better right now than you was when you left. He said, you know, it only hurt for just 4, 5, or 6 steps. And after that, the pain was gone. Isn't that amazing? It's just like one day a lady came out there, and this lady, needed a parking lot done. And this lady came out with a man, and when the man came back, he said, Thurman, this lady appeared to give you a bid on the parking lot. I said, she's walking with a cane, and so I didn't want her to have to walk all the way back here. I thought it'd be easier for you to walk up there to her. I said, sure, no problem. So I go up there, and I walk up, and I shake her hand. I said, I'm Thurman Scrivener. And she said, well, I come to give you a bid on your parking lot. You called us. I said, okay. I said, what happened to you, young lady? And she said, well, I was in a car wreck. Somebody ran into hit me in the door. But she said, I know Jesus is going to heal me. I said, wow, you must really know Jesus. She said, I know Jesus. I love him with all my heart, and I know he's going to heal me. I said, what makes you think he's going to heal you? She said, because I know he's going to. I said, ma'am, I got news for you. He's not going to heal you. She looked at me and she said, what do you mean he's not going to heal you? I said, how long have you been like that? She said, 3 months. I've been walking on this cane for 3 months. I said, well, I said, you haven't met the criteria that's required. I said, you don't know he's already done. She said, what are you talking about? I said, Jesus already bore your sickness and removed your disease, according to Matthew 8:17. I said, so it's already done. I said, that's one of the keys of the kingdom. I said, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you, and I'm going to guarantee you when you wake up in the morning, you're not going to have any pain, and you're not going to need that cane no more, and there will be no pain in your foot in the morning when you wake up. How can I be so sure of that? Another one of the keys of the kingdom is Mark 11:23. Think about Mark 11:23. Just the last half of Mark 11:23. Jesus said, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you shall have whatever you say. Is that a wonderful key? Is that a wonderful key, brother? I mean, but Jesus couldn't possibly meant that, could he? If he did, then we need to start using that key, don't we? We need to put it in that lock and turn it by faith. So I put it in that lock and turned it that morning. I said, now, ma'am, I'm going to lay my hands on you. Jesus told me to lay my hands on you, and he'll heal you. Now, that's another one of the keys. In Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow those that believe, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Was that hard? Just think. You could walk through places of business, and somebody say, oh, I'm sick, or I got these allergies, or I got the flu, or whatever. And you just walk by and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody says, now, you know, God wouldn't do nothing. They got to have faith and everything else. Nope. You will be amazed at the healings and the miracles you will see when you walk through. And maybe some man or some woman, just like this woman. This woman was a Christian woman, and she believed Jesus was the healer. She did go to church, but her husband was lost. 25 years she'd been married to this guy, and he was lost. I didn't know him. I just knew that I'd called to have somebody come out and give me a bid on a parking lot. It just happened to be that this woman, which her husband owned the company, she came to give me a bid on the parking lot. And here she is walking on a cane. Had a wreck 3 months before, been walking on that cane ever since, believing Jesus is going to heal her. Well, if he's going to, why hasn't he done it? She didn't have the right key. But I had the right key. And I put it in my lock, and I turned it. When I reached over and touched her, I said, ma'am, I know you don't know me. It's the first time you've ever seen me, but I'm going to guarantee you, if you'll let me reach over and touch you on arm with both hands, I'm going to guarantee you Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is going to heal you. Mark 11:23, what did he say you could have, brother? What did he say? Anything? Anything you say with your mouth if you believe it with your heart. So there must be a lot of us saying things that we don't believe it, right? Is that true? Don't you think it's time we start believing the King? I mean, just like Brother David over there. How long have you had that back trouble, Brother David? 14 months. The other day he come up, it's only been, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? When he come up here and he said, Thurman, I've had this back trouble for, I guess, 14 months, long time. And he said, I want you to pray for me this afternoon. You know, all I got to say for us guys, we are extremely hard-headed. We are extremely dense. I used to be one of those. But Brother David finally said, it's time to pray. And he come up and I touched him and prayed the prayer of faith for him. And guess what God did for him? He healed it. He healed his back pain. This woman I told her, I said, now, ma'am, I'm going to guarantee you in the name of Jesus, if you'll let me reach over and touch you on the arm. I said, I know you've never seen me. You don't know who I am. But I'm a man that loves God. And I'm going to guarantee you that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is going to heal you. And you will be healed in the morning when you wake up in the name of Jesus. You wake up in the morning, you will have no pain in your leg. Well, she said, okay. Stuck her arm out and says, do it. So I just reached over and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I said, now then, let's go on out there and you give me a bid on the parking lot. The guy that was with her from their company, he's standing there watching. Well, I've never seen nothing like this. So we go out there and he measures, he takes the tape, little tape machine, he's running all over the place. He's making a measurement, she's writing everything down. And I'm back over here together and we walk up to the front of the building. They start to leave and I said, remember, woman, you're going to be miraculously healed by King Jesus. In the morning when you wake up, you will have no pain in your foot. Well, that next day, my phone rang and it was that woman. She said, Thurman, Scrivener, praise God. She said, I woke up this morning, there was no pain in my foot. She said, I jumped out of bed and I'm dancing. She said, I'm literally dancing in the floor. And my husband said, woman, what are you doing? You got a bad ankle. You know you can't dance like that. And there he is watching her do it, telling her she can't do it. Now that's where we live. But anyway, she was so happy about what had happened. And that was on Tuesday. On Thursday, she called me back. And she said, Thurman, it's getting better all the time. I said, what do you mean better? I thought you said it was completely healed with no pain Tuesday. Oh, she said, that's not what I'm talking about. She said, my foot was completely healed. I woke up Tuesday morning, no pain. She said, I was completely healed. But said, this morning, my husband of 25 years, because of my miracle, has accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, it just got better at her house, didn't it? Yeah, a lot better, didn't it? Whenever that husband of hers that's lost for 25 years, when he gets saved, everything's going to change in that house. Praise God. And it did get better. Why does Jesus do these kind of miracles? He does them because you stand in faith, but he does them so the world will know that he lives. And it's such a shame that most of us don't believe he'll do these things. But all you got to do is quote his word. He's the one who gave us the keys of the kingdom. Then Jesus went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, you know, it's amazing how many years I thought that the gospel, the good news, was the death, burial, and resurrection.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.